Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Bay podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today to an episode that I felt inspired to create, talking about those times when your desires are not manifesting. So if you're currently frustrated with the law of attraction, then this episode is for you because I'm about to tell you exactly what to do to overcome this annoying phase we spiritual people call surrendering and trusting in the divine timing. So what does it mean when the money ain't coming? When the love of your life is not showing up? When your business is staying in the same place month after month after month? When you're not yet sleeping in the dream home that you posted on your vision board last year? Well, one of my mentors, Stephanie, once said to me long ago something that really, really frustrated me at the time, mainly because I didn't quite understand the profound and spiritual meaning of this phrase. It didn't quite match up to what I was reading in the manifestation and law of attraction books at the time. At least I thought it didn't, according to my limited experience with making manifestation actionable. So what Stephanie told me while I was still living at my parents' house was this: Catherine, success will come when you are ready for it. And I remember thinking, ready for it, but I am ready for it now. I want the money now. I want the success now. It's going to change my life, Stephanie. I am ready for it because I need it now. But now I know that's the ego talking here. Today, I understand the meaning behind this profound phrase, and it has a lot to do with why things aren't yet manifesting in your life. Simply put, you're just not ready for them yet. And you are still growing into the level of success that you are manifesting. There are still lessons to be learned and evolution to be experienced. There is still a journey and a process of becoming the best version of yourself. You are still creating energetic space for these desires to come into your life via your belief systems and how much you are energetically ready for these desires to be a part of your life. Let me ask you this. If you had everything you wanted right now at the push of a button, would you really know what to do with it? Would you respect it? Would you appreciate it? Would it be a part of you energetically? Would your subconscious beliefs be in alignment with these desires? Or would you slip into self-sabotage because you don't yet have the learned wisdom to keep up with these desires? See, when I look back on my life versus where I am today, I always thank the universe that it didn't
deliver these desires to me at the time that my ego wanted them. You know, my egoic timeline, the timeline that we are all pulling out of our asses thinking that we know best and have this entire game of life figured out. I would have simply sabotaged everything because that reality didn't yet match up with the person that I was at the time. Like, if I had the millions of dollars back in 2016, I would literally be broke today because I wouldn't know how to manage it. If I had the thousands of students coming to me in my courses and academies, I wouldn't be able to support them nearly to the level that I'm able to support them today. I wouldn't know what to do with them, how to help them, and I'd have no wisdom to share with them that they are even coming to me for in the first place. And the only reason why I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars and millions of students in my courses and academies right now is only because I am not ready for that yet. I don't have the space to keep up with that. I wouldn't know what to do with this level of success yet. Keyword over here is yet. My website isn't yet capable of supporting that many users, and my team isn't nearly big enough to handle that kind of customer support traffic. And as for the money, like, what the hell would I even do with it? Do I even know how to buy multi-unit real estate yet? Do I know what best to do with hundreds of millions of dollars? No. I have only mastered the multi-million dollar level, and I know I have so many lessons yet to learn in order to reach the next level that I inevitably will at some point. And the timing isn't on me. It's all unfolding according to divine timing. Everything that is coming my way is exactly what the universe trusts me with. Tony Robbins once said, my very first seminar, Unleash the Power Within, October of 2015, if you don't know how to give away $1 out of every $10 that you have, you will never give away $1 million out of every $10 million that you have. Wow, so freaking powerful. If you do not learn how to manage what you currently have, how could you ever be entrusted with more? So I challenge you to start seeing everything that you currently have as what you've been entrusted with. The universe is counting on you to master your current reality so that you can attract more to be responsible for. Learn to manage and respect the money that you currently have and be grateful for how much you've been entrusted with. And the universe will inevitably trust you with more. That's exactly how this actually does align with the law of attraction. What you currently manage, respect, appreciate, and have gratitude for will inevitably attract more. Instead of being upset about your current circumstances and lack of manifesting what's on your vision board, why not get excited about the mission that's currently in front of you? How can you love and appreciate your current reality on an even deeper level? What else can you commit yourself to when it comes to using and appreciating and loving what you already have? That's what's going to unlock the next level for you. This is what's going to attract your desires to you. When things aren't manifesting in your reality yet, just see it as the universe waiting for you to create space for it. And how you create space for it is proving that you can handle it. So before you attract the man or woman of your dreams, start loving yourself on an even deeper level. Before you attract the income of your dreams, start managing, respecting, and loving the income that you currently have. Before you live in your dream home, start taking care of the current apartment or studio, condo, or house that you live in. Decorate it, give it love, clean it, tidy it up, whatever you would actually do to it if it were already your dream home. And before you can start your own organization, foundation, or charity to save the world, make sure you start practicing right now, donating 10% of your current income to an organization, foundation, or charity that inspires you in the present moment. Before you can help millions of people, just focus on helping one person in your life. You see, massive success is an inevitable part of your future. Don't worry about the timeline of it happening. Instead, worry about taking responsibility for the present moment, and only then get excited about what's to come, because it will come. It's not a matter of will it or will it not. It's a matter of divine timing that is always, always working in your favor, babe. Trust that the exact same way that the universe has trusted you with what you already have. Now, if this podcast episode helped you let out a big sigh of release and trust in the divine timing of your life, I want to know. Make sure you share this episode with your friends or anyone that you care about and tag me on Instagram. My Instagram is at manifestationbabe to let me know that you listened, and then share your aha moments with me as well. I love, love, love your feedback, your aha moments, your breakthroughs and takeaways. Tag me on the Insta story so that I can repost you and know that you want me to create more episodes just like this. I absolutely love, love, love connecting with you on the gram. And I also appreciate every single review that's left on this podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I hope you guys have the best day taking care of your current reality. And I cannot wait to connect with you again in the next episode. I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful day. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.